This Israel Report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. What a morning.
Boker Tov, Moedim L'Simcha. It is quite a day. It has already been quite a day, and we've hardly started. Of course, this morning, traditional Hoshana Rabbah prayers early in the morning. Howard, I noticed that you posted pictures from the Nova site of the Hoshana Rabbah, and at Nova, the Kotel was no different this morning. I'm looking at pictures on Israeli TV at the moment of Hostage Square. There are tens of thousands of people jammed in to Hostage Square and the surrounding areas. And yes, it's a day with a lot of mixed emotion. Clearly very, very excited at the prospect of 20 live hostages coming home, very relieved that we will also be receiving those who were killed and whose bodies have been held by Hamas. We understand that there are 28 of them all in all. Hamas have already warned that they haven't been able to find all 28 bodies, but we will soon find out later today whose bodies will be returned home and where the funerals can ultimately be held for those. So a day where the scene in Hostage Square and the atmosphere is an entirely different one than the atmosphere that's been there for 2 years. You visited, I know, on at least one or two occasions. You know what happens there and what the feeling is, what the emotions are. Today, the music is blaring, people are dancing, the flags are out, the posters are out. The atmosphere is very, very celebratory. But of course, we all still feel the pain of 2,000 people who were killed over the last 2 years of this war of October the 7th and what's happened since then. And as much as we are delighted that we will finally see our hostages come home today, we can't yet forget or get over the loss that we've suffered over the last 2 years, the losses that we have suffered over the last 2 years. So yes, a day filled with lots and lots of mixed emotion. And of course, this evening, Simchat Torah, which is a joyous occasion, but will always have the feeling of what happened 2 years ago. We will never be able to dance on Simchat Torah again in the future without remembering what happened 2 years ago. It's just one of those things that's going to become entwined in our psychic in the future, and we will just have to move forward. But you're right. I mean, it is an immense day today. Many, many activities. Just to update listeners about what the latest is,
please,
with the hostage release. We understand that the hostages will be released, the live hostages will be released at three locations in Gaza, one in Gaza City, one in Khan Yunus, and one somewhere else in central Gaza. The Israeli TV is telling us that seven hostages have already been handed over to the Red Cross and are making their way to military forces that are waiting to receive them from the Red Cross. So those are the first seven hostages. We have been given their names, so we know who they are. We also have seen on Israeli TV Al Jazeera pictures, ironically, of another site in Gaza. We saw two vehicles pulling up. The vehicles had armed gunmen hanging on to the vehicles as they pulled up to this location. I noticed on the side a huge area which was set up like a ceremony with chairs
I noticed
in rows
that.
And
I thought there wasn't meant to be that.
And that was certainly not meant to be the case. Israeli TV have stopped broadcasting those pictures now. So I'm not quite sure. But we saw those two cars pull up. We saw that they were surrounded by armed gunmen with masks and all the things that we've come to expect. We didn't see any vehicles from the Red Cross come, but I expect that that's one of the meeting points where hostages will be handed over. As of now, I don't believe that that has happened yet, but at least the first seven, we understand, have now been handed over to the Red Cross. And the latest update is that within the next hour or so, all of the hostages will have been handed over. And of course, that's sort of timed to coincide with the arrival of President Trump. He's due to land in the next half an hour at Ben Gurion Airport. So it's certainly going to be a momentous and a very busy day today.
And a very, very moving one. What is the process in terms of the non-living hostages? Will they be able to be buried immediately, or will it take before the Chag, or will it take some time to process and identify them?
So it's highly unlikely that there'll be any funerals before the Chag. Because we understand that those bodies are only due to be released later this afternoon, in which case we're already running into the Chag. Let's not forget that now that days are a little bit shorter, the Chag is already due to begin here at around 6 o'clock this evening. So if those bodies are only released at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, it doesn't give a great deal of time to get things arranged. And before any funeral can be arranged, those bodies will be taken to the forensic institute at Abu Kabir. Those bodies will then be DNA tested, and they will be positively identified before they can be buried. So there will be no funerals today. I can be almost sure about that. If anything, and if everything moves according to plan, I expect that on the day after tomorrow, which is Wednesday, which of course will still be Chag in South Africa, but in Israel already is not, those funerals will begin to take place. So I can expect that by the time your Chag finishes on Wednesday evening, there will already have been at least some funerals that have taken place. I certainly hope so. Israeli TV is now showing Ben Gurion Airport, awaiting the arrival of Air Force One, President Trump, due to land soon. The airport is entirely blocked off. It seems as if though there's absolutely no air traffic movement at all in the vicinity. And so there is expectation now, as President Trump will be due to land in Israel pretty
soon. Right, so let's just talk about that. I mean, he's landing in less than an hour. What's the plan?
Well, the plan is that he will land in about half an hour at Ben Gurion Airport. About an hour and a half later, he is supposed to meet with some of the hostage families. And then at 11 o'clock our time, which on your clock will be 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock our time, he's due to give an address to the Knesset, to the plenum of the Knesset. It's the first time that an American president in history has given an address to the Israeli Knesset. In addition to that, President Trump will be awarded the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor, which is the highest civilian award that anybody can get in Israel. And President Herzog will be ready to award that medal to President Trump for his work in releasing the hostages. It couldn't come on a better day for that award to be made. And then by 1 o'clock our time, President Trump will already be taking off and heading towards Sharm el-Sheikh, where the Gaza peace conference is due to begin this afternoon. So President Trump will be in Israel on the ground for less than 4 hours, all in all, from the time that his plane lands until he takes off to Egypt.
That is phenomenal. And is there general acceptance of him addressing the Knesset? Is there uniform? Is everybody comfortable with that?
Well, some of the members of the Knesset have already said they plan not to attend. People who are very much opposed to this peace agreement. I think that by and large, the members of the Knesset would be happy to accept him and to welcome him to the Knesset. It was very interesting to see on Saturday night at Hostage Square when Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump addressed the crowds at Hostage Square on Saturday night. There were 400,000 people who turned up to Hostage Square and the surrounding area, because of course the square is nowhere near big enough to accommodate such a crowd. But the entire area of central Tel Aviv was completely congested with people who turned up to Hostage Square on Saturday night to hear the addresses of Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner, and Ivanka Trump, who were all very, very positively received. Steve Witkoff mentioned the work that was done by President Trump. It was noticeable that each time he mentioned President Trump's name, the crowd cheered. Everybody was very grateful to the work that President Trump has done to get us to this moment. I think that most people in Israel would be very delighted to welcome President Trump to address the Knesset today. It's noticeable that there are even American flags being flown at Kikar HaTofim, the hostage square. So there is a great deal of general support for President Trump right now. What was also quite noticeable on Saturday evening was that every time Steve Witkoff mentioned Prime Minister Netanyahu's name, the crowd booed. I didn't really love it, but one of the interesting facts which I wasn't aware of is that one Israeli who apparently has not visited Hostage Square in the last 2 years is the Prime Minister.
Oh wow!
And I think that that's wow. And I think that that's and I think that that's bad form.
100%.
I think that that is. I mean, not that he would necessarily have been warmly welcomed to Hostage Square. Many of the families of the hostages feel that he has ignored them, that he hasn't done the work that is needed to try to secure the release of the hostages. The fact that he's avoided coming to Hostage Square is unfortunately helping to fuel those claims, helping people to say, to confirm that he really didn't have the best interests of the hostage families at heart. He didn't come to them. He didn't approach them. He didn't come to Hostage Square. I think he must be one of the only Israelis who has not visited Hostage Square over the last 2 years, and perhaps even one of the few Jews from the diaspora who's been in Israel who haven't visited Hostage Square. It seems to be almost a mandatory stop these days for everybody to at least visit, you know, on one or two occasions to see what's happening. So unfortunately, that hasn't gone down very well. There are talks about the Prime Minister trying to leverage off this hostage release to declare a general election. That's going to be very interesting to see. We're not there yet, though. For today, it's all about the release of the hostages. It's about seeing what the state of their general health is. The roads are lined with flags everywhere that the hostages are due to move. We have yellow flags and Israeli flags set up. The preparation that has been made at the hospitals has been minute, detailed, so that every hostage is taken into consideration. I saw a report by one of the ladies who has set up the wing at Beilinson Hospital. She was in tears explaining how they've gone about setting up the preparations to receive the hostages. She says that none of her staff have dry eyes as they go about their work trying to make sure that the hostages are well taken care of. Today, it's joy, it's tears, it's mixed emotions. And we need to get over today. I think today is a real outlet of a lot of stress and pressure. We're all still feeling very, very nervous about what we will see eventually when we see our hostages home. Their families are waiting at Camp Reim in along the Gaza border for them to be returned. And I'm guessing they will then be helicoptered to the central part of Israel, to the hospitals that are waiting them. And I hope that we will have all of our hostages home for Simchat Torah, like we didn't have them 2 years ago on Simchat Torah. It's very pertinent that this is exactly the day that they will be returning home, and all of Israel awaits their return, and we wish them just good health, and we are delighted that they will be home finally after what has been a real nightmare of a two-year period.
That is a for sure. Anthony Reich, thank you as always. Wishing you a Chag Sameach and a real, real Sameach. Just knowing that, please God, by the end of today, there will be no more living hostages in Gaza. They will be with their families. It is 8 o'clock. You can listen to Anthony Reich for the Israel Report on Thursday morning at 7:45.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.